Thank you.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to today's At Large Summit to Organizing Committee call on Thursday, the 6th of February at 1500 UTC. On today's call, we have Eduardo Diaz, Natalia Enciso, Mistura Aruna, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Jordi Iparaguirre, Dev Anantelukhsin, Darlene Thompson, Cyrano Schwartz.
Whoops. I think we missed Hissel again. Hissel. Call dropped again.
Hi, Eduardo. Can you hear me?
Yes. Now we can hear you. Yes. Okay. So, Hissel, if everything okay, we can start with the first action item, second action item here, and is see if you agree
no,
with
can
the
you
agenda.
Hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear us? The question is if you can hear us.
You can hear me. Wonderful. Sorry, Heidi. Yes. Thank you. Can everyone else hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Eduardo. Sorry, I dropped. I will continue the roll call. Funny, we have Roberto Gaetano, Wolf Ludwig, and Fatima Cambronero. We have apologies from Sandra Hoferichter, Sylvia Herlein-Leite. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Carlos Reyes, and myself, Gisela Gruber. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their name when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Eduardo, and sincere apologies for the technical issue.
Okay, Gisela, thank you so much. The next item in the agenda is to see if anybody wants to add something or take out something from the agenda so we can approve it and move forward. Okay, I don't hear anything, so let's move to the next action item. What we're doing today is this is going to be a quick update of the different items that we have been working on, and we just want to have an update on this, and whatever new business you want to bring on the table, please do so at any time. Thank you so much. So we're going to start with Carlos Reyes, who has action item 6, which has to do with, let me look here, with finalizing the list of ALS travelers by January 31st. Carlos, please, can you tell us what's the status on that?
Hi, Eduardo. Thanks. Hi, everyone. The database is done, and I've been working primarily with the AFRALO region. There were some inconsistencies in confirming some travelers, but the database is done. I think I have maybe one or two items to confirm today and tomorrow, just depending on when they respond. But it's done, and the next step, I will be sending it to Sylvia. And Sylvia and I will be distributing it to the secretariats, the RALO secretariats, just to ensure that everything is set. We have a week until we have to submit it to constituency travel on the 14th. So everything is very much on track. And just to give you a sense of the numbers, there are a total of 151 individual RALOs participating in Atlas II, and I can break it down by region if you'd like.
Yes, well, why don't you give us that information just for the record?
Sure, of course. One second. There are 23 from AFRALO, 30 from APRALO, 28 from URALO, and 37 from LACRALO, and 22 from NARALO. And then, of course, the full ALAC and its liaisons. And once you add all of those together and count for some Sun Travelers who will be representing two, excuse me, some representatives are from the same ALS, so once you take those out, there's a total of 151 ALSs.
Okay, so so if you add the, when you mentioned the ALAC, you know, we are like, for example, we are representing our own ALS, right? So really we're talking about 170-something people, 76?
Correct, yes, correct.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much, Carlo.
If we count individual people, obviously it goes up, but in terms of ALSs, yes, correct.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you so much.
Eduardo?
Yes, Mr. Oliver. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Eduardo. It's Olivier Capanov now speaking. I have a question for Carlos, because I'm a little confused here. When one counts all of the ALSs participating, did Carlos say that does not include the ALSs which are represented by people who are on the ALAC, or does that include the ALSs which are represented by people who are on the ALAC and of course on the regional leadership as well? Because as we say, you know, the ALAC is 15 people and regional leadership is another 10.
Hi, Olivier. This is Carlos. To answer your question, it does. It does. All the ALSs are included here, including the regional leadership and the ALAC.
Oh, okay. Thank you. It's Olivia speaking. So, effectively, we're not talking about 175 people. We're speaking, I mean, the number of people who are not part of ALSs or who are not going to be ALS representatives is going to be a small amount, I would imagine, the NOMCOM appointees and these people. I don't think that we will get the full ALAC, because there's one question always which has been going around. I just want to make sure we're clear on this, is whether people who are on the ALAC are on the ALAC as an ALAC member or when they will travel to London, or whether they will be also able to send another person from their ALS to the summit. And I think my understanding is that, the ALAC member themselves are the representatives from their ALS. But I could be wrong, so I wanted to obtain clarification on this, on the numbers, and maybe Heidi would know.
You're correct. The ALAC members are representing their ALSs. So in that sense, there's no double dipping, as we say in the United States. You are right. Every ALAC member is representing his or her ALS.
And this is Eduardo, Carlos, and this is that means that in the 151 ALSs, those members of ALAC are not included there, or are they?
I'm sorry, Eduardo. Would you repeat the question, please?
Okay, in the total number of that you mentioned at the beginning, the 151, in that number, there are members of ALAC that are representing their own ALSs. Is that correct?
Yes, the 151 includes that.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so thank you, Carlos, and let's move to the next one, which is Heidi with the action items number 9 and 11. And number 9 has to do of asking a constituency travel about visa applications and invitation letters for ALAS 2. So, Heidi, please.
Yes. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, Eduardo. Hi, everyone. This is Heidi for the record. On the visa application, I think Olivier, it's gone up to your level, to the level of you, between you and Sally on this. Correct me if I'm wrong. And on the issue of the letter, the London visa letter, the London invitation letter, if you need it for your visa, is now available, and we're just waiting for it to be translated into French and Spanish, and then we'll be sending it out. But it is available now in English. Thank you. And Olivier, if you could let me know if you have. I thought I did see a message between Sally and you on the visa issue.
I can add, yes, please. Thank you. It's Olivier speaking. So effectively, I've emailed Sally and reminded her, and she has asked for a clarification from the department concerned. And I was under the impression that the response that we received was actually through you, Heidi, which effectively is just pointing us over to the visa form. There doesn't appear to be any response that says we will be at the moment doing something for the ALSers, such as the sort of letter that we wanted to ICANN to produce, or that we wanted the British government to produce. I'm still awaiting for a clarification on this. I will be in the UK next week, so if Sally Costerton is in the UK, I'll probably ask to have a quick chat with her and see where we are. But at the moment, the letter, the request for an invitation letter, would be coming from the letter itself. The invitation letter would be coming from the host, the main host of the meeting, not from ICANN. Thank you.
Do you want to comment on that, Heidi, or you are done with this, your update?
Hi, this is Heidi. I've just now come back in to the call, so I've missed that, unfortunately.
You mean what Olivier said?
Yes, yes. I missed everything he said.
But if I understand what he said that, and maybe he can correct me, he said that the UK government is not sending the hasn't done anything with the for the visa letters, and that this letter is coming only from the host. Is that correct, Olivier? I think he maybe got washed out from the ocean. I don't know. Maybe he will come back.
So if I can just come back. Yeah,
can you hear me?
Come back on it. There
now we can hear you.
Can you hear me? Oh, you can.
Yes.
Maybe I was muted or something. I don't know. And I was just saying, yes, you are correct. The invitation letters will come from the host. There are at the moment no plans for ICANN to produce invitation letters, and there are no plans for the UK government to produce invitation letters. That said, I will be in the UK next week. I'm going to speak to Sally Costerton. I will also go and speak, and I'm actually meeting with the UK GAC representative, Mark Carvel, and I will be speaking to him about that as well and see if we can, on a separate channel, also get the UK government involved specifically for our ELS representatives because of the importance of them being able to attend and because of the visa complications or potential visa complications. That's it. Thank you.
Peggy, do you want to comment on that, or we should move to the next one?
No, you can move to the next one. Thank you.
Okay, so the next action item has to do with ensuring that the ALAS2 team gets together with the public relations, the ALAS2 public relations sub-working group convenes with the ICANN staff on public relations. Anything on that, Heidi? Last time it was...
No, this is Heidi again. Nothing new. They are welcome to join this, and I know that you've been in touch with them about the themes and the PR messages.
We haven't really moving forward on that, but they at least they know the messages, the theme, and some of the strategic goals. So we just have to chat about that. I also mentioned to you, Heidi, I want to mention to the group that maybe. Maybe we have too many public relations messages. You know, we have like six. Maybe, when we got together with the public relations staff, we may want to reduce that to one or two, maybe one from outreach and one from inreach. But I will let you know those conversations and bring it back to the group for your opinion. So thank you very much, Heidi. The next one is Glenn McKnight with the celebration. I don't know if Glenn is online or on the call. I guess he's not, so we'll find out what updates he has, if any, regarding the celebration. The next one is Carlos Aguirre with the newsletter. I don't know if Carlos is online or if I know Natalia is online. Maybe, Natalia, you may want to say a few words about what you have been working with Carlos and Mari Carmen, that's the newsletter and the web page.
Okay, yes. Thank you. This is Natalia. Thank you for speaking.
Natalia, you're dropping on us. You're breaking up.
Working with Carlos Aguirre, who is chair of the newsletter working group, and Mari Carmen Sequeira, who is chairing the web page working group. We have a call. Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you better. Yes, can you start, please?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Maybe I can write on the chat my report because I am on the street.
Okay, Natalia, can you hear
okay,
us?
Okay, sorry. I am on the street, so I will try to be fast. We have a meeting on Monday to see we've been working about recruiting. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Natalia, we can hear you, but you're breaking. So it's very hard to follow you. Why don't you do this? Write something down in the chat, and we will look at it, if that's fine with you.
Okay.
Also, but can you hear us okay? I mean, can you hear the conversation? Oh. Okay. Wolf is asking you if you're driving or you are somewhere like work. In any case, I wanted to bring at this point. I had a conversation with Heidi during the this week, and in regarding the newsletter and the web page, and it would be better for staff, and it'd be better for maybe because of the, for to coordinate this effort that we merge, you know, the newsletter and the web page into one group, you know, led by Mari Carmen and Carlos and Natalia, and since in sense they are basically the same in nature, maybe the formats are different and maybe different things go into one another, but we're talking here about communications through two different mediums. One is the web page and one is the newsletter, which could go out every 2 weeks. And I just want to hear any comments about this proposal before, you know, doing something definite. No comments? Well, let me do this. I will talk to you offline with Natalia and you know, those both groups and see what we can come up and try to see if how we can merge this these two groups into one. It will be easier for everyone to manage it that way. And Natalia just put something in the chat that says we invited new members to join the two working groups. We need more people from Apparado. Also, we asked the staff for a doodle to organize a call for next week. So on the first one, is anybody here from Apparado that might have some ideas on how we can get people from Apparado involved with this group?
So what is the committee about? I'm just coming in, Pastor Peter.
Can you repeat that, please? And who is speaking? Said your name
before. Pastor Peter.
Oh, Astro. Okay, Astro. Well, can you repeat your question again, please?
Pastor Peter is my name. I said, what is the committee about? Because I just joined. I joined the conference late.
Okay. This committee that is putting together will be in charge of putting together the newsletter and the web page. What we're looking is for people that can add help in the format, in acquiring information, and especially from different regions in the world. And basically, it's that's basically what they this is all about. It's just about communication, getting information to all the ALSs, and you know, try to have a continuous conversation with the ALSs through the newsletters, and people can go on to the web pages also to find information. And so we need people from all the regions to provide this information and help in this group. Did that answer your question, Pastor?
Yeah, it does. I would look at our membership list and they recommend a member. So who, if I'm recommending a member, who do I direct the nomination to? What was the email address?
Natalia, if you heard that, can... okay. Pastor, let's... I'm going to do something. I'm going to reach to Natalia and the group, and I'm going to make sure that they get in contact with you. Is that okay?
That'll be fine. Yeah, you can send me an email. That'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So let's move forward to Fatima Cambronero. I don't know if Fatima is online today. Yeah, she is. Fatima, do you want to say a few words? I cannot speak. This part of the city is in I'm copying all the updates. Okay, while she writes down her updates, let's see. This is what she has written into the chat. We are working to finish the mentoring program organization committee. And she put a link in the chat. Need members of Narrado. Please invite them to join us. We'll be making some changes in the draft of the mentoring program to change how to approach it. Remember, we have already done the Acronym Helper Wiki, and there is another link there. Please collaborate. Thank you so much, Fatima. One thing I can do, that we have a Narrado monthly meeting this coming Monday, so I will bring this issue to the group and see if we can get some folks from Narrado to help, if that's fine with you. Also, I wanted to mention to the group that I had a conversation with Fatima yesterday in relation to another idea that came up with a conversation with staff, that we may want to change this, you know, the scope of the way we're thinking about going with the mentoring program. And basically what we want to do instead of, I mean, we had this idea that to do the mentoring program similar to the fellowship program, where people go in the morning, they look at the day and try to understand, you know, where to go during the day, and the next following day they will come back, and if they have questions about the previous day, then there will be people there to help. But in this conversation, I think it would be more appropriate if we take all the ALSs and divide them by specific people, you know, like through all the LAC, and assign 5-6 people to each one of us, and make us responsible for mentoring, you know, that specific group, in helping them to go through the meeting, to they can shadow you can direct them if they need, I don't know, specific information, and I'm making this up about the GNSO, but, you know, this mentor should make sure that, you know, to get to those experts, so these people can, the people that you're mentoring will be able to talk to experts within ICANN to help answer those questions. So this is something that we discussed yesterday. It's not something that has been, it's there yet, but will be more coming, on the next call. I'm pretty sure we'll have something more definitive on how we're going to proceed with that. Anybody has a comment about this? Okay. So thank you, Fatima. And Mari Carmen. Yes, Oliver, please, do so. Yes.
Thank you, Eduardo. Yes, it's Olivier speaking. So two comments. I think that's an excellent opportunity. Just personal comments on this. When I heard about this yesterday, Heidi shared this with me, and I thought it was a good thing. And then with regards to your previous proposal, I thought that was good as well. So let's move forward on that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Oliver. Thank you.
And just to be clear on the previous proposal, the having the same team deal with the website and joining forces effectively with the communication as well.
So you are in accord with that too?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, I think it makes sense to be just if only to be able to coordinate all of the public relations that we're going to move forward with, and to have a website that works well. It certainly makes sense.
Okay. Well, thank you for your comments, Oliver. Thank you so much. So the next, Oliver, your next, you have a couple of action items here. Let me read them for you. You're next. Let me find out where they are. The first one has to do basically with a sponsorship update. And there is also a number 16 with this, is this right? Please bear with me. I'm double-checking here just to make sure I have this straight. Hold on a second. Anyhow, Oliver, please, can you give us an update on the sponsorship?
Yes, thank you very much, Bob. It's Olivier speaking. So, a couple of things. The document for the sponsors is all ready to go, but I have not shared it with any of the sponsors yet, because there was a question mark on the actual numbers that were required. You know, the size of the funding needed for a lunch or for a dinner. We are going along a direction where we would be looking for sponsoring of a lunch on the Sunday. So that would be in the middle of the day, but we're also looking for the sponsoring of a dinner on the Saturday evening before the whole ICANN meeting starts. There are questions at the moment as to whether it would be a sponsorship or whether it would be a donation, and there are small differences between the two. A donation provides more ability to sponsor to blatantly have their logo on all of the documentation which is associated with the event. Well, the sponsorship does. The rules are slightly different, and there's some discussion going on around that. But in essence, the sponsorship document is ready. I'm now going to meet with Gisela on Monday. We're going to go over to the venue and are going to be doing two things. On the one side, looking at the size of the rooms, and that's essentially some work relating to the agenda and all of the events, basically, that has been discussed recently. In fact, earlier this week, there was a call with Tejani, myself, and Nancy, and Heidi. In fact, some of the aforementioned people met face-to-face in Los Angeles, and we made some progress on this. But at the same time, as I said, I'm meeting with Gisela on Monday. We're going to go both to the Venue Hotel and also going to the Paddington Hilton, which is just down the road. We'll be finding out how far the two hotels are from each other. No doubt we'll be discussing also maybe hopefully be able to discuss with the people involved, the management team over there, what type of costs would be involved. So I can really finalize the exact numbers. And then I'm going to send those things out, those proposals out. One is going to go out to Facebook. One is going to go out to Google. One is going to go out to affiliates. One is going to go out to PIR, and I forget who else. There are one or two other organizations out there. They have all been told that they should be expecting a proposal for a request for sponsorship. The advantage is that later on in the week, on Thursday the 13th of February, there is the UK IGF Internet Governance Forum taking place, and several of these people that I will have sent the proposal to earlier on in the week will be present at the UK IGF. So I then plan to follow up with them on Thursday, perhaps even setting up an ad hoc meeting on the side, maybe even on Friday or Wednesday, who knows, sometime over the week to discuss this proposal and see what level of involvement they could offer. I don't expect to have an answer next week. As you know, these are quite large numbers, but hopefully we will be able to get several sponsors for this, such as the magnitude of the event that we are looking at putting together, and of course the importance of ICANN's 50th meeting. That's the update for me. If you have any questions, of course, I'm open for questions.
Okay. Anybody wants to comment on this? Okay. So the next action items are these are a couple of action items that I open in the between meetings. And basically, I'm looking for them. They have to do with an email that Heidi sent regarding a brainstorming that she had with the communications people. And one of the questions they ask in this brainstorming is, what is the likely impact and call to action that we expect from the Atlas II? And the other one is that they suggested that we develop a strategic goals for outreaching. And I just don't want to talk about this right now. I just wanted to mention that I opened these two action items, and we may tackle this on the next meeting and, let's chat about this offline and see if these things make sense or this can be covered by the ROI team. Who knows? So any comments about this? Okay, well, the next action item is I'm proposing to have a call in the next 2 weeks. This will put up in February the 20th. Is this okay with everybody? Okay. So has a new business to bring on the table?
Yes, Pastor Peter.
Okay, Astor, please. You have the floor.
Yeah, might be some of the questions I want to ask may have been treated before I joined. If it has,
okay.
I just want to be informed. So I'm not trying to draw the conference back. Is that okay?
Yeah, yes, please do so. Yes.
Okay, number one. The ALS representative that are coming for the Atlas II conference in London. Now, when will the letters of invitation and sponsorship be sent out to us? Because normally we will need to apply for visa and make necessary arrangements. So the earlier that letter is sent to the ALSs outside of Europe, the better. That is my number one question. Number two, the sponsorship for the ALS rep that are coming, what is the cover of the sponsorship? Is it for just flights and accommodation, or is going to be with flight, accommodation, and the honorarium, like the little stipend that normally goes with other ICANN sponsorship events? Then, number three, it also follows that this the Atlas II conference coming up in London also falls in line with the usual ICANN Bahama conference, in which case there's been a call by the ICANN Fellowship for other ALSs or members to apply for fellowship. Now, because the Atlas II is only covering just one ALS rep for the Atlas event. I know a lot of other ALS, even like including our own, may also want to increase our participation by also applying for fellowship for our members, and if they are lucky, we could get one sponsored, making thereby increasing the presence of ALSs for the event, because the primary goal is to ensure that more members from ALSs participate in ICANN events as opposed to the usual attendee. Now, my concern with this is just in case, if for instance, we do not get any of our members to be sponsored under the fellowship, I did ask earlier in this some of our meeting before now that can we have letter of invitation sent out to any member we will so recommend without sponsorship, but who will sponsor them? The answer was yes. So the question would now be, does that position still hold, so that we could also send a list or names of any of our members that we require invitation for, so as to also help us process the visa for the attendance. So that is my contribution. I want to quickly apologize. For a while now, I've been away. I went on vacation. I just returned back. So that is why I've not been active with some of the meetings that I've held before now. So, but I'm back fully now to be fully involved. Thank you.
okay, Alistair, so if I understood what you have, the three questions that you have, one has to do with the invitation letter, and the second one has to do, and bear with me because I don't have a pen with me, so I didn't put them down, has to do with, please help me here, Hastor, I forgot, because the last one has to do with sponsorship of more people, I that's what I understood. Yes.
The second one has to do with the scope of sponsorship.
Okay.
For the accredited ALS rep.
Okay, so Heidi, can you answer the invitation?
Yeah, this is Heidi. This is Heidi. For on that second question, the support for the ALSs will include flight accommodation starting from the Friday through that Thursday. Now, a lot of you will be on the plane Thursday night, and then the stipend of $500. That's only for the ALS. That's not for the ALAC reps and the RALOs. They are under the normal travel support.
Okay. Eddie, sorry. This the Atlas conference is from when to when?
It starts on, this is Heidi, and it starts on the Saturday, the 21st of June. So people will be arriving on the Friday, the 20th. And then the last meeting is Thursday morning, the 26th of June. And, again, a lot of people will be leaving that night, depending on their flights. And those who don't have any flights leaving on the 26th, then they will be leaving on Friday, the 27th.
Okay. Now, the entire summit, including the ICANN conference, is for what date to what date?
So this is Heidi. The Atlas starts the 21st of June and ends the 26th of June.
Then ICANN conference will start from what date?
The ICANN meeting, well, formally it starts on the Monday, the 23rd, but there are meetings taking place on the weekend. So the ICANN conference is the 23rd through the 26th.
Okay.
Let me get you those exact dates that are being advertised. But a lot, again, so a lot of the meetings, including the fellows, already take place on the Sunday, the 22nd.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Eddie.
And Eduardo, if I could answer the question about the visa and the travel issues. Yeah, so
yes,
so again, Carlos is working on the database, so that's going to be given over to constituency travel in the next 2 weeks, and then that process will start moving forward on that. On the issue of the invitation letters for London, they are now available in English only, and we're going to have them hopefully translated into Spanish and French, and then we'll send that link out. Eduardo, if you would like us to, we can send the English one out now to the Atlas 2 participants list. On the question of the visas, as Olivier noted earlier, there are still some issues with getting help assistance from the UK government or from the UK host, because there is no host at the moment, so we're still working on that.
Okay, Heidi. I appreciate the effort of the Secretariat, and we appreciate more if you reinforce your request from the UK government or any host, because the UK border agency, are very strict when it comes to the issue of visas for people coming from Africa, I don't know, for Asia. So, but if they are assured of the seriousness of this business, so I would recommend, I hope that they will treat it with every seriousness it deserves. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So, Astor, do you get answers to your questions?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So, thank you so much, Astor, for asking those questions, and Heidi for answering them. I have a comment in the chat about Cheryl wants to read my last comment. IRI was to OCL, three possible sponsor. Cheryl, are you online or only, or you are, can you talk about this?
Yeah, no, I can talk. Thanks, but Cheryl.
Thanks. Okay.
When Olivier was talking about companies that would be worthy of approaching for sponsorship, I just wanted to add ARI, which is the International Registry Operation that Adrian is heading up, might also be worthwhile approaching for sponsorship.
Okay, thank you so much. So there is, we are at the end of the agenda, and I think we should adjourn this meeting if nobody else wants to comment on anything else. Is that okay with you? I guess it is. So I will hear you again in the next 2 weeks. And again, you know, we'll be, you know, emailing each other about other things regarding these action items. So thank you very much to all, and I will hear you in the next 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Eduardo. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.